Our guests today are Liz Smith, a registered nurse, but she's also president and co-founder of Naturopath Silver Wings, and Audra Dunleavy. She's vice president and partner of Naturopath Silver Wings. And along with us is also Dr. Chris Terrell, a naturopathic doctor, a registered dietitian nutritionist, and a certified strength and conditioning specialist. So my first question to all of you is, there has been a very high demand for immune supplements the past 2 years. Lots of immune supplements in the stores, online choices for the consumer. But how does the consumer know what's the most effective?
Well, we can start with that. I mean, I don't want to step in front of you, Dr. Terrell. You want to find a product that's fast and works for your overall immune system. So with colloidal silver in particular, it's one of the faster products that encompasses all immune support related needs.
Well, doctor, can I explain to all of my viewers and listeners out there, what is colloidal silver?
Colloidal silver is a natural mineral. It's usually found in liquid form, and it's a combination of an ultra pure water and ultra fine silver particles.
So what do you mean by ultra fine?
Well, not to get too technical, but when you are looking for a very good silver, you want it to be something between 1 and 100 nanometers. So very small. Smaller, the better.
So basically that's in nanoparticles then, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, I use a particular product, Naturopath Silver Wings, and I've been using it for years. So am I using the right one?
That's the one I use. I love Naturopath Silver Wings. It's the only silver I've seen that uses the atomic or elemental silver, where almost every other brand uses an ionic form.
Okay, when you say ionic form, what does that actually mean? Is that like a water base?
It means that it is missing an electron. So what an ionic silver will do, if it's missing the electron, it looks for other things to kind of hold on to. The atomic or elemental silver, in my opinion, is perfect because it holds in suspension and it's just much more able to be used therapeutically, because being an atomic or elemental silver, you can do it in higher parts per million, which is the strength of a silver.
So this means that, let's say someone takes the atomic form, it disperses very evenly through the system then.
It is very well absorbed. The liquids, I love liquids because the absorption is so much quicker than a capsule.
Well then, for either one of you, explain to all of my viewers out there, what does colloidal silver supplements actually do?
Audra, I'm going to leave that to the doctor, because if we start explaining it, we're going to have an issue with the FDA. So
okay.
On that side of it, I'm going to revert over to Dr. Terrell, but I do want to come back to the ionic and the color of it, so that you can, your consumers and your listeners know how to see if their silver is an ionic silver versus an atomic elemental silver too.
Yeah, I think he's doing a great job explaining how ours goes up higher in parts per million, and there's so many ways it's so effective in so many ways. But I'll turn it over to you now, Chris.
We're going to get to the color, because I've got some questions about that. But doctor, for everyone out there, you know, if someone's going to choose colloidal silver for, you know, we've been talking about the immune system, what other uses or what other actions should we look for, or the benefits of it?
The benefits are that it is simply amazing for immune support. I mean, when I travel, I have an emergency medical kit. I have, you know, Band-Aids, I have other things. I have colloidal silver in there. I have probiotics. Those are my go-tos. And it really is just, I hate to say perfect, but it's so amazing. It's from the earth, God, Mother Nature, wherever you believe in, made it, and we can utilize it, and our bodies understand how to use it. So whenever you're feeling run down, whenever I'm feeling run down, that's the first thing I go to.
Yeah, me as well, because as I travel, I always take it along with me. We all know how the air is within an airplane. We know that checking in and out of hotels, who knows what's growing inside those AC and heater systems. Yeah. So I always take my, especially when I travel, I take it in the morning and I take it before I go to bed. And, you know, knock on wood, it's always worked for me. And I literally cannot remember the last time I ever had the flu. I think it's got to be over 15 years now.
Well, that's wonderful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Liz and Audra, I want to ask you, what is the history of silver?
Silver goes way back. Where do we start? Hippocrates?
Silver's been around for over 2,400 years, dating back to ancient civilizations, even Hippocrates. Or if you want to get a little bit closer to times, royalty used it with silver utensils, and they were known as blue bloods because they had a higher level of silver in their body. Getting more recently, you can find it as a dietary supplement, which is what we sell, or topicals that you can use for a variety of uses topically. But you can also find it in your refrigerator. NASA is using it with their water filtration. So silver is all around you. It's dated back for hundreds of thousands of years, but it's used so commonly nowadays.
Wow. So if NASA is using it, that tells us right then and there how strong this colloidal silver actually is, because if astronauts are living in at the space station or whatever they're doing out in the universe, who knows what's lurking that they don't know about, what we don't know about compared to what our environment is here on Earth. So that's a very strong testament to the power of silver for the function of our immune system. So Liz and Audra, how safe is it?
Well, ours is a pharmaceutical grade of silver. It's a little different than some of the other silvers. Well, most of the other silvers that are out there. It's a process that's very stable. It's pure. We can go down in very small particles, which is so important to be therapeutic. And it's stable at that. It doesn't, like an ionic silver, it will attract other metals, other ions, sodium in your body, all kinds of things, chloride. So it loses its effectiveness and it's unstable. So you'll see these companies, they'll have like 10 to 30 PPM, but they can't go any further than that because it just starts falling out. Yeah. But we can go up as high as we want. But we know what is therapeutic and what works, and that's what we have on the market.
And we verify at independent laboratories the particle size to be between 1 to 3 nanometers. So you know that we're not just saying it's 1 to 3 nanometers and it's very small and going to work in your body and push out within 6 to 8 hours. We verify it at independent laboratories. So you know it's not only safe, but it is moving out of your body because it is a metal and you don't want it to stay in your body. When the particles get too large, what happens is over time it can clump, accumulate in your body, and that's typically with homemade ionic solutions.
Well, see, that was my next question, especially for you, doctor. You know, I've heard about these other silvers that are known to be clumping within the human body, and of course, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about effectiveness, we're talking about safety, and for those of you who think that you need to be making this at home, please stop. Don't do that. That's not how this is done medically. You know, I know what the old books used to say, but you've got to trust somebody who's dealing with a metal in the areas of nanoparticles. Doctor, explain to us, especially for the viewers out there, to understand why we don't want something like silver clumping in our body.
That's a great question, Dr. Bond. What happens is, and like Audra, I believe, mentioned, or Liz, they have very small particles. Ionic, when it's in higher doses, which is what happens when you, I just say, make it in your bathroom, but that's what some people do. Either they don't make the particle size small enough to begin with, or if it's exposed to oxygen, sunlight, you know, higher temperatures, it quickly clumps together. So then that, I'm making up a number here, 10 parts per million becomes a 20, then a 40, then an 80. And at a certain point, it's too big and your body cannot excrete it. And that can lead to, well, the most common known issue is the blue skin. You know, and if you get a reputable product, that will not be an issue. And really, this is your body, this is your health. You need to be incredibly concerned about what you're putting in there. You know, I mean, and spend the money and get the best thing you can. You know, I mean, if you were going to buy a house and live on it for 70 years, you know, would you want it to be in good shape? Your body's the same way.
Well, yeah. And, you know, and I've used colloidal silver for decades. And with the Natural Path Silver Wings that I use daily. And ladies and gentlemen, now listen to me. One reason, the number one reason I use it, not only it's because it is extremely effective for immune support, but that nanotechnology is vital, knowing that when it enters your body, it's going to do the job effectively, and then it's excreted as the body needs to excrete it. You know, just like the doctor said, you if you're making silver at home or you buy a cheap brand, you're going to get that clumping, and that clumping is not going to benefit you. It's actually going to cause a problem. Whatever you put in your body, the body is going to use what it needs to use and excrete the rest. But you don't want something you can't excrete. And this is why the nanoparticles are so important. Now, I've also noticed, Dr. Orr, Liz, and Audra, you can also jump in here. I've noticed some silvers are clear in color, and then with Natural Path Silver Wings, it's amber in color. Why is that?
So Natural Path Silver Wings manufactures an Earth Mind elemental silver. It is real silver. Think of your jewelry or anything silver you have. Is it clear? No. Silver in its natural state, if you Google silver, it's actually a dark color. And as you, with silver, when it's mined down to that 1 to 3 nanometers, which ours is, when it's mined down to that small size, we get it in and the raw material is actually a really dark color. So the parts per million, the higher the parts per million, if you look at our 50 parts per million or our 250, they're a lighter color than the 500. So you're going to have like a pale yellow with the 50 parts per million, an amber brown with the 250, and with the 500, which I'm going to grab one, this one is actually going to be, and I'm in the wrong spot for this camera, I apologize,
there you go.
But it is actually going to be a darker amber brown mm-hmm. color. I can even open one up and kind of show you. But when you're looking at a clear silver, it's a different manufacturing process. So they take two silver poles typically, or silver anodes, and they pull silver ions off and water. So it's an electrical process. We do not have that in our process, but it's electrically pulling silver ions off. And over time, what happens, as Dr. Terrell had mentioned, is it's clear in color, absolutely. It will not eventually be clear in solution. What you'll see is 2-3 years down the road, you can flip your bottle up and just see particles floating around. You should never be able to see a particle that's between 1 to 100 nanometers floating around. So they start clumping together. And instead of that nanometer size that they said, oh, it's at 50 nanometers, or it's ours is 3 nanometers. 2 years down the road, you're looking at them being 1,000 nanometers in size because they've clumped in that bottle. It's not even the parts per million. It's that nanometer that you want to pull out of your body and use and it go away within 6 to 8 hours when you're consuming it. It's no longer there. But with our process, we have a bottle since 1994 that has remained at that small silver particle size of 1 to 3 nanometers. So it's not falling out of solution because it's in its natural state. It's an earth mind elemental silver.
Wow, that is impressive. I mean, to have a bottle since 1994 and it's exactly the same as your brand, your fresher products today. So that's a great testament. Now, doctor, walk us through on the dosing of taking colloidal silver.
Here's the way that I like to do it for myself and what I recommend for my clients. I like the 50 parts per million as like a daily immune support, because right now I feel that immune support is not something you do from October to February. These are different times we're living in. You really need that support year round. So again, depending on the person's size, you know, if they're younger or older, you can change that to maybe a half a drop or full, maybe more than a drop or full to 50 parts per million. But that's the one that I like for a daily. Say like you talked about earlier, you're going on a flight or you're in a crowd, you know, you go, there's a lot of people in close proximity. That's when I grab the 250. It's a little more oomph, a little more just like an extra layer of protection. And then when I start feeling really run down, I'm like, I need to give it like my body the best immune support that I can. Then I reach for the 500 parts per million. And that I do short term is until I kind of feel my body getting some homeostasis. And then I will, you know, go back to my maintenance dose.
Ah, see, then I've been doing it right all of these years.
All
And,
right.
you know, I've got it the same way, you know?
Yep.
So, Liz and Audra, were you want to say something there?
I would completely agree with Dr. Terrell, how he uses it and how you use it, Dr. Bond, as well. I would say the 500 parts per million is our most studied. We have research from Mount Sinai Hospital, East Tennessee University. A variety of hospitals and universities have studied that product. So sometimes people are a little worried about the higher parts per million, and they say, oh, I'm used to a 10 parts per million, but that 500, that's too strong. That's going to hurt me. Nope. It's actually the better one to go for if you need something strong. But if you want a daily immune support, that 50 parts per million is amazing for daily immune support.
But
Well,
here's the
I'm
other
going to
thing.
make a confession here because I always buy the big bottle of the Naturopath Silver Wings in the 500 parts per million, and then I pour it in my spray bottle. And so I will use that a couple of times a day. All my viewers know that I'm an avid cyclist, and I will take it before I go on a ride. I will take it when I get back. You know, you never know what kind of, you know, germs or bacteria or viruses you could be picking up out in the outdoors, especially in today's time. But, you know, that is my shield of protection is what I like to call it. So, and it works great. But Audra and Liz, kind of give us what can we use the topical form for? Is it for things like scrapes and bruises?
So it depends on which one you're looking at. I will grab, let's see, herbal ointment. Let's see which one I'm going to grab first. This is our stronger one. It's the, and Liz actually still helps manufacture this one. This is one of the ones that she goes back to the back and helps with still. But it is going to be for moisturizing purposes topically. You get a really bad burn, you want to moisturize it, you get a scrape and it's healing, and you want to keep it from cracking open because you know once it's in that healing process, a lot of times it'll crack back open. Put a little bit of this on it. It still has the silver properties along with the moisturizing properties. So it's wonderful. Some people even use it on their face for moisturizing. Just avoid directly in the eye because it does have a lot of herbs. But there's a variety of uses for this, even with younger children and their different rashes that they get, and you can't figure out, oh, it's too dry, so I don't want to dry it out further. We've had people use it on diaper rash. So there's just a variety of uses for the herbal ointment. Liz, you want to add to that?
Oh, I wish I could add everything to
Yeah.
it. I know. I mean, we've used it in missionary work in Africa for horrific wounds. But there's so much I could say that I
That you
can't
can't
really
say.
say.
That I could say, but I can't say.
This is an all go around. If I get a little cut, I immediately put it on, put a little Band-Aid on. It's pretty much gone by the next day. And it's
Yeah, and I
incredibly
can contest to that. I mean, we use you know, the topical form as well. It's actually part of our first aid kit at home. If you get a cut, skin abrasion, you know, I look at it as immediately put it on and then put a Band-Aid or a bandage over it to kill, you know, any offending bacteria that we don't want in a cut or a skin abrasion. But ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely fantastic. Any closing comments, Liz and Audra?
Well, you know what? Let me real quickly go over the other one, the silver aloe gel quickly.
Oh,
It is
yes.
like a natural neosporin. So it has, you can get it, we offer it with and without tea tree. And I know you like to ride bikes. So you fall off your bike or any type of acne that you want to dry out topically, poison ivy, poison oak, any of that, it's almost just like what I tell my kids is my natural Neosporin, because I'm not a big fan of Neosporin. Sorry. But all the fun stuff that's in it. But it's a great product, and you can combine it together with the herbal ointment. So you get a really bad burn, and it's, I had a third degree burn. I combined the allergel without tea tree, put it on there to dry it out, and then put the herbal ointment on top of it and then packed it just to kind of keep it from getting too dry over time. So it was a great combination. So you can combine those if needed.
See, I think Naturopath Silver Wings is the only company that I know that actually offers an ointment that helps to soothe and moisturize the skin with the silver property in it. You know, I've seen others to where they have a topical, but it probably has more of a drying effect. But you actually make one that works as a natural moisturizer. And wow, I think you've hit a grand slam there.
It helped when I was working critical care with the burns. We use silver a lot. And I learned a lot of things with my ingredients and how I put them together based on how I watched the healing process, you know, of burns. So yeah, this is a good one. The other thing I like about our formulas is you won't see this with other companies. They won't have combinations of things like we do. Like we enhance this with the echinacea and the oregano, and this is our olive leaf spray with silver, which I use a lot when I go to conventions. but we have different ways that we can combine it and make it even more effective.
Wow. Any closing comments from you, Doctor?
No, I think that we covered all the bases here. And I mean, I'm thankful that you had us on.
Oh, yes, I am too. And I know my viewers are ecstatic to learn about, you know, Naturopath Silver Wings, the function of colloidal silver, the safety. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something right here. This product you can trust. It is safe. Here's a great thing about it. It's available in most health food stores nationwide as well as online. So remember, and just like the doctor said, so take the doctor's word here. We have to protect ourselves as well as our immune system, not just from October to February. We have to protect ourselves now, 12 months out of the year. Year-round protection. Naturopath Silver Wings is the only way, the best way to do it. It's not just seasonal. It's every single day. Keep that immune system healthy and strong. Give yourself that, what I call that, all-around protection. Again, take it every day. For those of you who want to learn more about Naturopath Silver Wings, go to mpswsilver.com. It's at the bottom of your screen to learn more how to keep your immune system healthy. But take it from me, you need to be buying this product today. We'll be right back after this.